The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The US President Joe Biden will deliver a speech in Belfast today, marking the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. He'll also meet the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in Belfast this morning. In his speech in the city centre today, Mr. Biden will promise continued US support for the Northern Ireland economy. Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney reports.
Joe Biden is the fourth serving US president to visit Northern Ireland. Air Force One touched down at RAF Aldergrove, a secure military facility attached to Belfast International Airport, shortly after 9 last night. He was welcomed on the runway by British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The two leaders will meet again this morning when they have talks over coffee at the Belfast City Centre Hotel, where Mr. Biden stayed last night. The president will then cross the city to a new £350 million Ulster University campus, which he will formally open and where he'll deliver a speech to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. The focus will be on economics and not politics. No surprise, as a power-sharing government at Stormont remains in limbo. Despite issuing the invitation to Mr. Biden to visit Northern Ireland when they met in Washington last month, Rishi Sunak will not be at the university event. The leaders of the five main parties at Stormont will be in the audience, but they don't yet know if they'll get any private time with Mr. Biden before the president crosses the border for 3 days of engagements in the Republic. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
And President Biden's first stop after crossing the border will be County Louth. He'll be given a tour of Carlingford Castle and do a walkabout in Dundalk this evening. Mr. Biden will stay in Dublin tonight. The Phoenix Park will close for 24 hours from 5 o'clock this evening until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Mr. Biden will meet President Higgins tomorrow morning and will conclude his time in Ireland with a visit to County Mayo. Wind warnings are in place throughout the country. Status orange alerts have been lifted in counties Cork and Kerry. However, Met Éireann says yellow wind warnings will remain in place until this afternoon and evening. Gusts in excess of 110 kilometres an hour can be expected. The number of international visitors to Ireland over the first 3 months of the year was down 16% compared to the same period in 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic. Research compiled by the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation shows that around 1,700,000 people visited Ireland from overseas between January and the end of March. But the representative body for the sector has expressed concern about continued inflation in costs and shortage of supply of accommodation and rental cars. Over a third of tourism beds in regional areas around the country are now being used by the government to accommodate Ukrainian refugees and international protection applicants. Myanmar's ruling junta has confirmed that it carried out an airstrike on a village yesterday, resulting in the deaths of at least 50 people. A spokesman for the country's rulers said the attack was launched at an armed opposition group. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said he was horrified. The military's crackdown on opposition in the wake of the coup 2 years ago has left more than 3,100 people dead. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be very windy throughout the country today with severe gusts. Squally, thundery showers will merge to longer spells of rain. It'll brighten up from the west this afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures will range from 6 to 11 degrees. Southwest winds veering west to northwest will reach gale or strong gale force and gusty on all coastal waters at times today. West to northwest winds will reach storm force 10 at times this morning on coastal waters from Carnsore Point to Valentia to Rossan Point. Winds may touch violent storm force 11 locally in southern and southwestern sea areas for a time early this morning.